Blog Talk Radio.
Each and every week. Yeah, Steve Max, y'all. Each and every week. You know what it is. Each and every week. Hood Tunes Radio. Hood Tunes Radio. Hood Tunes Radio. Hood Tunes Radio. That's right,
that's
y'all.
Right, y'all.
Every week. Hood Tunes Radio. Hey, yo, what's up, E-Man? Here we come again.
What?
Bringing all the music to the neighborhood and friends.
Yeah.
Say what? Turning it out. Gonna bring the music and the boys right out. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Every time we play all of these tracks, people always gotta say that we're bringing heat. Cause we got our ears and our heart to the street.
That's what?
Good to the radio. Music every day, maybe I got it on the phone.
Each
and every week, all you gotta do is call me, call me. Each and every time you get on the line, I'ma spin my mind. Each and every week, Hood Tunes Radio, the heat of the street.
All you gotta do is go to blogtalkradio.com.
Say what?
Type in the search box, Hood Tunes Radio.
Hood Tunes Radio.
Uh-huh. Or just call on the line, call on the line, call on the line. Say the number every time, every time, every time.
Each and every week, yeah, we're from the city that's bringing you the heat, yeah. Using your drive, Hood Tunes Radio.
Yo, it's your boy E-Max, and we want to shout out to everybody out there. Hood Tunes Radio, baby!
Every week, Cleveland.
That's what's up, motherfucker. 646-4780-944, man. Just call us and shit. You can get on my message with E-Max and Image, man. No doubt, no doubt. Apparently we having some audio issues.
Uh-huh. It's your boy Boss Shit, you know. Been doing this shit, man. You been count racks. Huh?
Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
Bands
falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
Bands
falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
And I still love being down chucked up snow.
My pockets can't fit no more, so it's bands on the floor. Kizo cooking hella coat, extra grams, that's for sure. 12,000 in my Mac jeans, they won't stuff no more.
Bands.
So it's bands on the car flow, no need to count no more. Down that pack, I stack my racks. Back at the store, I'm dubbing packs.
20
racks on them gas. Natural bosses stay strapped. Loud packs, grams of that. Rose, we popping that. Rest in peace, my nigga Snap. Free Fat Mac, he coming back. Like good coke, I bring it back. It's all about the water spin. And I ain't trying to see the pen. Free my nigga Lil D. Got 50 racks in the bed. Tax free, tax free. Ask your bitch about me. I been ran these streets. The 13th got me feeling like I am the street. Made a killing in the drought. Shiesty Stones was passed out. Me and Jay work, moving work, all on the words. That's the first with bad bitches, wear no panty underskirts. Niggas slanging hella dope, even skiing off the coat. Keys will never go broke, cause coke I know how to blow. With 56 in the pot, got 84 coming out. That's an extra 28, a free zip in your face. Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
Bands
falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
Bands
falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
And I still love being down chucked up snow.
Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
Bands
falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
Bands
falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
And I still love being down chucked up snow.
Work plus coke equal good stove. I seen a lot of extra grams standing over stoves. All them profits, now my pockets can't fit no more. To the point it's bands falling on the floor. Trying to fit 13 in my true jeans. My life a movie, call it Friday the 13th. Crazy. My cousin Kizo made a killing on the 13th. You know that money came in good off that cocaine. Pow wow stink like an old clog stink. Bust a quarter brick down and slow cook heat. Cause this shit right here is strictly for the fiends. My niggas tryna get this money by any means. And we playing chess, so niggas better guard the queens. Checkmate for a nigga who tryna win. Put a couple on your head, money ain't a thing. He's a birthday, spent a couple on that rose. Then turned around and spent a couple on artillery. The matching watches shine even during nighttime. Wanna get your money up, just stay on your grind. Cause natural bosses got bands plus overtime.
Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more. Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more. Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
And I still love being down, shut up slow.
Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more. Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more. Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
And I still love being down, shut up slow.
Ah, yeah. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, man. That was Natural Born Bosses. It's your boy, Max the Image Man. This is Hood Tunes Radio. Y'all know what it is. Friday Night Madness on that shit. You what? Man, we all up in there. All right, we're going to go to the phone lines right quick before we get back to the music. Zach, we're going to go to 216-804. What it do? What it do?
Oh, man, I'm feeling pretty good right now. Excellent. This is Al Porter. Oh, man, I'm doing good because I can get away with hollering, you know, on Mondays, 9 to 10 p.m., the same number of 646-478-0944. You can reach me 9 to 10 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. It's part of not only Blog Talk Radio, but Varsity Music as well. Part of that family, which I'm thankful to be. Shout out to Andy B., Head Cheese, that type of stuff. And I just wanted to say that between everything having to do with music also, tomorrow, you know, there's the Umoja Festival Parade. It'll end up at Voinovich Park, Tuskegee Airmen Descendants. You have Buffalo Soldiers. You have quite a few other things going on. But tomorrow, 11 a.m., Cleveland Standard Time, 11 a.m. for those who want to show up. You had a red, black, and green bus from Black Man's Army blasting out the Black Man's Army theme song. You'll also have the flags, which we'll have out with us. BMA will be on 13th and Superior. That's 13th and Superior Avenue, 11 a.m. lineup. The step off is at 12 noon. Just feel free to come join us out there. Feel free to come on down to Cleveland, Ohio, downtown Cleveland, and we'll let people know if you got your flyers, you got your shirts, your own banners. Feel free to follow through, join up with us, pass out stuff. We'll be passing out a whole bunch of information to raise the nation. And as a matter of fact, man, Ovation, everything is coming up like by next Saturday. Next Saturday at the Kinsman, well, it's on Kinsman Avenue on East 112th in Kinsman, 11209, at the B&M Entertainment Palace Complex from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m., the standing ovation for the courageous women of Cleveland. And the reason that I can get away with, you know, mentioning it is because it'll feature not only poet Timothy Cox, but Humble G the Fiddler. Also, Mutants of the Rhythm Room featuring Red Strike, Queen Alonda. Queen Nana will be one of the ones who's performing, and Sister Bonita will be there as well. So I just wanted to throw that out there. That's 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. Any questions, you can reach people at 216-804-7462 or 216-486-0236. And I tell you what, Brother Emax, if somebody calls in and says they want to be a part of it or whatever, feel free to take the number down. We'll allot because your show is hot. We already know this. So yours is the first one to start off with. You got like 5 passes, man, on today's show. If you're on the mall, cool. Call in on Hood Talk, cool. And we'll honor that because Emax was the one who put it down and allowed a brother by the name of Al Porter Jr., who happens to be vice president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, which is a fundraiser for the Standing Ovation for the Courageous Women in Cleveland. So therefore, it's only fair that your show is the first one that can start it off that way. So that's all I can say on that. So first 5 folks that want to call in or something like that, that's cool. They'll be special guest of.
Yeah, it is.
Varsity Music.
You know, I used to get mad no more because when I look at the numbers, somebody is listening to the show.
You know?
They may not call it. They may not be calling, but they listening to the show.
That's right.
Okay, I'm having some audio issues. Let me. Okay, can everybody hear me?
I can hear you. Man, did they get scared I was going to start talking about Music the Riot by or something? What happened?
No, I don't know, man. They got this little sign up here talking about they got some audio issues.
It ain't
working on a solution for the audio file issue. I'm not sure what the hell that means. But Block Talk Radio always on some bullshit, man. You know?
Yeah, you lied, man.
But you know, it's like I said, man. I don't get mad no more. I just look at the numbers. You know what I'm saying? The people that call the show, the people that listen to the show. You know, those are the important people. Those that don't, you know what I'm saying? To me, it's like. They don't need nothing. They got everything they need. They know everything. Their music is doing well. You know what I'm saying? Other people hear their music. They got it on every internet radio station. As a matter of fact, you can probably hear their music on Z107.9. So, you know, it's okay. It's okay. Cause things are doing pretty good over here. That's why we're still here.
That's true, man.
You know, with all the issues that we have with the Blog Talk Radio network system sometimes, man, we are still here after all of these years. Prime time spot, good numbers, you know, and people are continually reaching out to us, man, trying to find out when we on the air, what we on, what we talking about, whose music we playing, and, you know, it's all right. You know what I'm saying? It's all right. So, we cool. I will say this. That after the 15th, we'll see. Because, you know, not Gucci Mane. What was his name? The dude from Houston. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm hot, they all on me.
True that.
Before it was hot, they was running away from me. Now I'm hot, they all on me. So you know what's gonna happen, man. Once the shit drop, the music blow up, then everybody and their mama gonna be talking about I couldn't get through it. So it's fine. You know, like that airplane we always say, you know, when an airplane ascends, okay, it goes up with a lot of vibrations. And sometimes if you're not strapped into your seat tightly, you'll get bounced around in the cockpit. Now,
going
some of those people that was running late and jumped on the wing of the plane, unfortunately, once the plane started accelerating, you got shook off. So if you was lucky enough to get you a seat, you know what I'm saying, you was all right. But for those that didn't want to sit down and, you know, take the flight, sorry, you know, hope you have a safe landing. So it's all right, man. We hot to death up in here, man. That's why we still here. No doubt.
Yes, indeed.
No doubt. So everybody know what's up, man. It's your boy Max. You got Al Porter Jr., a.k.a. Sheriff Kilroy, right here on the line. One of the most controversial artists in the city right now, man. A lot of people imitating you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is how you know. You know what I'm saying? That things is like they're supposed to be. Because if they wasn't, you wouldn't have a lot of copycats.
That's true.
They can't do it like we do it over here, though, Al. I'm sorry to tell
and
you.
I appreciate that.
You know it. So, what we going to do is keep supporting our people and letting everybody out here know that Hood Tunes Radio is here on Friday and Saturday night. Depending on the event or anything that might be scheduled, we'll be here from 8 to 10 p.m. This is your boy, E-Max the Image, and we are going to bring some high-ass music every week, regardless. That's just how it goes down. This young lady right here, she goes by the name Exclusive. The name of the track is called Catch Me If You Can. And it's appropriate.
Right.
Hood Tunes Radio, y'all.
I'm back. come talk to us. Black men, men in black, black men you can trust. Red, black, and green bus, the booming system. Plays Malcolm and Martin, so you can listen. Black men, stop by, grab an application. We have a chapter now in Las Vegas. Black men, stand straight, stand tall and proud. Ain't no ostrich, get your head out the ground. Black men, I'ma make it easy. You hear my voice, join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Woodland, HBD, East 55th, East 93rd, 10-5, Euclid, Kinsland, St. Clair, Superior, King Kennedy, Longwood, Lorraine, Detroit, Clark, West 130th, Madison. Know what I mean? It's a movement for self-improvement. The black man is finally doing it. It's time to link up hood to hood before cops turn our land to Rosewood. I'm lying, I won't say it twice. Ask the family of Tamir Rice, Tanisha Anderson, Tim, Melissa. But hold up, black man's army is up to bat without holding it back. Dominant gene, the trait is black. Rodney O once said, ain't no stopping me. Stopping us, the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Omar Ali Bey was the people's mayor. We bringing back the true school flavor. Message promoters just like Don King. Ignorance, apathy, knocked out the ring. From OPN to Black on Black Crime Inc., we work with those who want black men to think. As Special Ed said, think about it. It's by design, we're in this predicament. Fred Hampton, that Turner of rap. Lyrical, Geronimo Pratt. Farrakhan, Shaka Zulu, and Huey P. Stokely Carmichael, the black man army. Beachwood, Garfield, Warrensville, the Heights, Shaker, EC, Cleveland, Lee Road, Quincy, Clark. Varsity Music, Kilroy.
Yeah, good looking split niggas. Stop stopping juices, make
I guess that's what they mean when they say we having some audio issues, man. This is some wild stuff here. You know? Blog Talk Radio. I know there's something else, though. You know, we got to give it to them, though. They let us do what we want to do, and we have fun with it, too. That song
is
originally done by some brothers that live on St. Clair some years ago. It was a lot of them. It was about 7 of them on that track, man. It's just one of those impromptu things. So we had fun doing it, but I don't know where they are anymore, so I didn't feel like, you know, we needed to keep playing that. But so that instrumental is just E-Max instrumental right here on Hood Tunes Radio, 646-478-0944, just to let y'all know how important it is to keep in touch with the producers that y'all get y'all music from.
Thank you.
You know? It's important because, you know, they will strip your vocals off their track and you'll be wondering if you heard it before. Say, man, I did that song 2 years ago. Yeah, well, the producer was looking for you. And you were not available, so.
True that.
We can't help you on that. Sorry. But the thing is, man, a lot of people just fall out of contact, you know what I'm saying? I guess it's just one of those things, you know?
Yeah.
I want to send a shout-out to everybody that's out there listening online, those that call in. Special shout-out goes out to Al Porter, you know what I'm saying? You're a soldier, man. You're a soldier. Every time I turn on the TV, you know me, man. I'm a newsman, so I watch the news. So, you know, I see you everywhere.
Got you.
I want to commend y'all for what y'all are doing out there. I watched a video on YouTube of some white people recording a conversation between one of the officers that was involved in the Tamir Rice shooting and one of the attorneys.
Mm.
And I guess they was out on the town and Al Sharpton was here. And they didn't know they was being recorded. They was in the car and they was talking about Al Sharpton. And it was funny. Because y'all music was playing in the background. The Black Man's Army, I'm dead serious. The Black Man's Army was playing in the background. If you YouTube some of the protests from Cleveland, okay,
yes.
Believe you me, you will hear both versions. Sergeant Man.
There you go.
I heard one of his verses on there too, and I was like, get the fuck out of here. That, on YouTube, man, I can't think of the guy's name, but he's a journalist, and he travels around, and he goes to different cities, you know what I'm saying, and documents some of the uprisings that, especially in African-American neighborhoods, as it relates to these crooked cops. So, you know, everybody in the world can hear that sound now, man. I'll tell you, it is loud and clear. It is loud
That's
and clear.
That's beautiful.
Man. Hell yeah.
I'll get with you
like,
later
wow.
on. I have to get with you later on to see which one you took a look at. That's a good thing
okay.
to hear because, like I said before, man, who you talking to when it comes to that? This is Music Business 101. When I do the Monday show, I talk about that because the person that's been talking just now, my man, Emax the Image, has spent years not only in the business but studying the business. And ever since I first listened to the show, before I was asked to be a part of Varsity Music, the network, and I'll say the block package of shows that's out there, you were always given quote-unquote knowledge. That if somebody had to go and get that type of knowledge at a college campus, they would have to pay anywhere from $1,000 on up to $2,500 for whatever course or semester or what have you. So with that being said, I was like, wow, that meant a whole lot. coming from you right there on telling people about the producers, because even though I might not have worked with that many, the ones that I did work with, like the Beat Hangsman and DJ White Lightning from 98 to 2004, both of them are done out of, they were just like sampling records for fun, and now it's like, dude, please, you better not come back trying to ask us to do something else, but we still get along real well.
Right.
Since starting back in this, HJS and I still do things together. Emax
right.
and I still do things together. My man just started working with him, which was Joseph Motley Jr., a.k.a. Joe Legacy from Black House Sounds. And then last but not least, I've gotten a chance to work with Strong Arm Music, because that Zero Plus Gun and all that came from them years ago when they had a just flat out sold a few tracks. But the thing is,
mm-hmm.
I think they were surprised, because even though they sold the tracks, I said back then, if I ever do anything with the tracks or the artists who use them, they got the tracks, but the artists at that time that I managed from Igloo Crew Records, and I'll shut up in about 1 minute or less, they said, I can't do nothing with that beat. We were like, what you mean? We can't do nothing with it. So we sitting on beats. So about a decade later, that's when the Radio 1 disc came up late last year, because it was one of those beats. And when it happened, I put it out there for everybody. I didn't want nobody to guess where anything came from. So at least, if nothing else, they know, man. But you should always look out for your producer and your people, because when you don't do that, how do you expect good things to come to you?
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen.
Right. That's right. So this is like a hand-in-hand thing, man. You know what I'm saying? A good artist and a good producer together, man, they make magic. And that's just the way it is. You know what I'm saying? Shit becomes
mm-hmm.
historical, you know? But that's what it is, and that's what we're here for, man, just to shed a little light on what's really going on. And I love what I do. All right, 646-478-0944, y'all. Y'all can join us, call in and talk, call in and listen. It don't even matter. This is here coming up for you. I'm just going to play a little bit. This is a tune that I'm actually writing right now. I'm in the process of, I figure, by another week I'm going to go ahead and record it so that it'll be ready for my cell phone video. All right. But I'm just going to drop a little bit of an instrumental for you, you know, give you a vibe on where I'm coming from and all of this. And this song
yeah.
is called They Will Lie. All right? Hood Tunes Radio exclusive.
About that, man. Wow.
They do not know. And all I'm saying is I'm dropping that. So
there you go.
Basically, when it's all said and done, then everybody understands, you know, what it's all for, man. But until then, we going to just let it ride, and we going to have fun doing it like we always do. I ran across Antisocial, Ant Beasley.
Whoa!
And unfortunately, wow. 2015, he didn't have nothing for me, but a lot of praise for the show. He always tell me how he listen online when he get a chance. So we appreciate that. And just because of that, I went back into the archives and I pulled up something that nobody ever heard before. And it's strangely competitive with what's going on right the fuck now. So here's the exclusive from Hood Tunes Radio. Antisocial Beasley with Shut Up. Uh-oh, wait a minute. See, that's what we're talking about. They saying that they having audio issues, and I believe them. Because I should be able to play this song. I got a play button.
Wow.
That's crazy. They let me play, they will lie. And that's about all they let me play. That's something.
Yeah.
I guess that's what it was, man. I was supposed to play that one there. So if that's what it is, that's what it is, man. We just going to keep on trying and see what we can come up with on the rebound. Because usually, nope, nothing has changed. They have not given me a switchboard.
Wow. It happens every once in a while.
Yeah, I ain't heard that. That ain't haven't happened ever.
Ooh.
And I keep getting this little drop box is just telling me that they working on it, but it don't seem to be working. So that's all right. That's all right. We'll work that out somehow. Somehow, some way. Yeah, somehow, some way.
Yeah, that's one thing I learned from you, man, in doing this was don't panic. Because I was going to turn out all right. That's why I said, man. I appreciate the fact that you came into this with the mentality. You were like, man, let me tell you something. We're going to teach you how to fish. We ain't going to forgive you no fish. You were like, after a couple of shows, man, you were like, after about a month and a half, you were like, okay, it's time for you to learn how to fish for yourself. It was like, huh, what?
Right. Yeah, that's
and
the best
I appreciate
thing to do.
And respect that.
That's the best thing to do, you know, because the whole thing is, man, how can you grow if somebody don't tell you, you know, what's really going on, you know what I mean?
Right.
There is no growth. It's just, you just, the only thing you're going to figure out is how to press play or stop, mic or mute, you know, that's not going to teach you anything, man. That's not going to allow you to move forward, you know, say, what if you get the opportunity to go to another city and do what you're doing here. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, it just goes to your repertoire, man. And that's why I believe that, you know, even I don't know if people still keep bios or do bios or anything, but that's why all of that is so important. You know what I'm saying? I heard a conversation about a brother was talking to one of the Bone Thugs in Harmony, and they was asking him to be his manager, and so he asked him, what have you done? What are you doing? And the first word that came out the man's mouth was so I'm not sure if, you know, people really get the picture nowadays. They think just because they putting out music and things of that nature, that that's going to be good enough. And unfortunately, that's not gonna be good enough, y'all.
Right.
Y'all gotta do a little bit more and just put out a song. Okay? You gotta do a little bit more and just put out something. Speaking of songs, I've been listening to some new artists that's coming out, and it seems like they're getting worse and worse. So I have a plan. I'm gonna put out, I'm going to produce, the music is in my head. I just have to, you know, I got to drop the shit, first of all. And I'm going to make a song that's so dumb sounding. The motherfucker's going to love it.
Yeah, they are, but bad.
But the truth of the matter, you know how we do it. We'll put a message in a dumbass song.
You know.
And nobody, even once they figure out what the hell we saying, oh, shit, he's telling us that 1 + 1 = 2.
You know.
I really have an idea, okay? First, we got the song. Look at the wrist. What the fuck? Okay, then and now, we have the song, I'm Going to Make Some Shake. I'm Going to Make Some Shake.
You know.
Okay, so I listened to a few songs off their CD, and they got this song called War Ready.
Yeah.
Now, right, and now the video depicts these guys running through the neighborhood, toward neighborhood, mm-hmm. with this big old automatic weapon. I guess it was an AR-15 or something. But they running through the neighborhood, kicking in people's doors, you know, and this, that, and the other, robbing the rich dope man, and blah, 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 blah. But not once through the whole video did I see them running through a rich neighborhood. not once.
Ooh. No, you didn't say that.
One second, Charles. Let's try to get this thing again. All right. Well, for whatever reason, I just got a email and a live chat message from Blog Talk Radio. It appears that their audio switchboard has been disabled. And I think that might be their way of saying that I won't be able to play any music whatsoever for the rest of the night. So I believe, unfortunately, that is my cue that for whatever they're working on, because I do not have a microphone either. I'm speaking through my phone right now. So there's got to be at least a 58 to a 1 minute delay, 58 seconds to a 1 minute delay on what I'm saying. And I really don't believe that's fair for my listening audience. So at this time, I would have to say that we're going to conclude this show at this time.
Got you.
And hopefully, on their end, they'll be ready for our show tomorrow night. So until then, everybody, I would say thank you very much for your patience. Thank you for calling and supporting Hood Tunes Radio on a Friday night with your boy E. Max and Al Porter Jr. And remember, this is for you. We got ours. So we try and do this for everybody to understand some things, and you can get your own too. All right? So until tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, man, we will say peace.
Peace.
Good night. And everybody be safe, man. Y'all be good.
Yep.